Psalm 98, verses 4 through 9, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of a ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the seas resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people with equity. It's been a privilege for Lori and me to live in Pittsburgh for the last almost 30 years. And I have to tell you, when it's kickoff time at Heinz Field for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the sound is deafening. When the Steelers score a touchdown, there's dancing in the aisles. When the Pirates are in the playoff, the stadium is full of excited fans. Most people leave with gravelly voices from yelling at the top of their lungs for the last 3 hours. The psalm reminds us that God wants and deserves just as much passion and energy in worship as a sports team. Well, he deserves a lot more, doesn't he? C.H. Spurgeon wrote, "Every tongue must applaud, and that with the vigor which joy of heart alone can arouse to action. As men shout when they welcome a king, so must we. Beware of singing as if you were half dead or half asleep. Lift up your voice with strength." So, shout to the Lord. Burst into jubilant song. Sing from the bottom of your heart and top of your lungs. Don't sing as if you were half dead or half asleep, in Spurgeon's words. It's time to make some noise for the Lord, the King who reigns today and the King who is coming soon. Father, help us get excited about the things that are important to you. Help us praise you passionately with all our hearts and with all our being. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.